It's really been cool to sit behind the microphone and talk to these folks and just help narrate the stories of these everyday people who have these incredible stories to tell. Everybody, welcome to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I'm your host, Stacy, and you are joining me for the very last episode of season one. Ugh, do you believe it? We have had some amazing guests, some amazing episodes here, and this is officially episode number 22, which is rounding out our very first inaugural season. And honestly, what a journey it has been. So I wanted to pop into the studio here and put the headphones on and just take this moment to appreciate what we've done along the way and appreciate you all listeners for joining me on this journey and talk about what we have coming up next. So I think, you know, we've created a pretty awesome tribe here in these few months that we have walked this path together. And there's a lot of things that I've learned along the way. There are these common themes of hustlers, things like hard work, you know, putting in the time and the effort and the sweat equity. I think of our episode with Jen Tabor, the owner of Soldier Guitar Straps, how she talked about working a full-time job as a teacher and as a mom. And then between being a teacher and then going to pick up her girls after school, she would make business calls. And then on the weekends, she would put her guitar straps in her car and she'd drive to different music companies and try to sell her goods there. And just about that hustle that turned into this, you know, worldwide phenomenon. I think about grit over insurmountable odds. I think about our episode with the rocker from Chicago, Miss Alex White, and how she talked about really just creating this bootstrap company, this musical group with her brother, where instead of going into debt, they would work these gigs, and the money that they would use, that they would create from these gigs, they would then use to support their next album. So I think about them. I think about Tales of Triumph Over Tragedy. I mean, gosh, that episode with Jenna Ennisser talking about her spinal cord injury and just the inspiration that she has become to everyone who meets her and to those around her, and how she is just so committed to going from wheels to heels. I mean, that episode, I know it had me crying. I'm sure it had many of you out there crying as well, but tears of joy for Jenna as well. So I think about stories of courage. The one about Adele Garcia, our Iraq War veteran, and celebrating her Alive Day. We just had that Alive Day here a couple of weeks ago. And just her story of going into battle and going into the unknown and facing it, yeah, sure, with fear, but doing it anyways. Stories about personalities. We had Matt Malone in here and Johnny Reinhardt, our radio talk show host, and really their whole job is to drive listenership through their personalities and through the spoken word and just the following that they have created as well. So they're such amazing people out there with these incredible stories, but they're all tied together with these common themes that we can all resonate with, that really hit us close to the heart and provide us some pretty cool, I think as NPR calls it, driveway moments, right? Where you're listening to the episode and maybe you got home, but you just don't want to turn off the car yet because there's this great part coming up. So it's really been cool to sit behind the microphone and talk to these folks and just help narrate the stories of these everyday people who have these incredible stories to tell. You know, there are so many small town heroes who masquerade out there as average folks. Think about the teachers that you've had, the coaches that you've had, the community leaders. It doesn't matter if you're from Buchanan, my beloved hometown, or any small town or any large city across the nation. You know these people who have these incredible lives, and the stories might not be out there, but you know of them. And if everybody else would know about them, just think about the inspiration that they could provide to others as well. I just love the stories. I've always loved stories as a little kid, sitting around the campfire with my grandpa and my dad and my aunts and uncles, and just listening to the tales of, you know, growing up in Southwest Michigan, or the tales of my grandpa growing up and taking his family up to Alaska, and my dad talking about, you know, working on a fishing boat, and his buddies talking about, you know, hometown homecoming stories from 30 years ago against rival schools. Just these inspiring stories that connect to you with other people. I always think of the fire because that's where they happen. Whenever we gathered, there'd be a campfire. Whenever there was campfire, there was stories. And these stories are what connected the tribe together, and they're what continued this tradition together. And I just love the oral history of everyday average people having these incredible lives and telling their tales and passing those memories down to the next generation. So I hope that's part of what we've done here. Those inspirational stories of mostly female, I know, hustling in heels, right? Hustlers who are out there. But what I thought going into it is that we would have these how-to stories. If you were going into nursing, or if you were going into the music business, or if you were going into the health industry, here are some amazing women you can learn from, and they'll teach you how to do it. And that was certainly a part of it. But what I realized in talking with these folks is that there were these other commonalities that were just universal truths that resonated with me on a human level, not just on a female level, not just on a, we're, you know, women who are working in the business world, the professional world, just these human elements that connected, these ideas of love and service and passion and hard work, things that connect humans together, regardless of the type of shoes that you're wearing. So that's really what I got out of the first season as well. And these stories that connect us are the stories of average people living these incredible lives. And I want to continue to get those stories out there. I want to keep spreading these inspiring messages that come from people making the choices to overcome adversities in their life, or to keep pushing regardless of failure. And as we end off season one and transition into season two, I really have realized that these same themes that have resonated with you all are these universal themes that allow for a larger tribe. And they really aren't just limited to women hustlers. So I think it's time to return to my roots and tell the stories of those who inspire greatness, practice humility, and live quiet lives of great magnitude. And the folks who I hope to be speaking with, they wear all kinds of shoes, and they have all kinds of stories. But I think that the messages that we will learn from these folks is what will inspire us, and what will create those driveway moments, and are the memories that will be recorded and really just passed on to future generations, sure, and recorded for posterity. So with Kaylee leaving, I have an awesome new co-host joining me for season two that I cannot wait for you all to meet. Pretty excited that he's going to be sitting next to me in front of the computer and putting the headphones on as well. And the thing is, though, he doesn't wear heels. So when I return in a few weeks, you'll notice a new look. That will include a new logo. It'll include some new music. It'll include a new concept that I've kind of been hinting around to, and a new voice joining me on the co-host mic. And I can't necessarily call it Hustlin' in Heels, because I don't think that's going to make him feel very welcome, since his shoes do not have heels on them. So for season two, and we're going to take a couple weeks off here and enjoy a little bit of a break before we jump back into the studio. But we'll be back because we are so excited to bring you inspirational stories in season two. And we will continue to bring you these tales that you love, just with a different twist. So I thank you so much for joining me on this first leg of the journey with Hustlin' in Heels. It was a big undertaking for me and a big leap for me, and I'm glad that I did it. And it wouldn't have been as successful, obviously, without your support. So I love the connection we've created. I love the tribe that we've created, and I hope that we continue to grow this tribe and to continue to support those out there who are getting through the week and maybe need a little bit of an uplifting connection. So I certainly hope that you'll continue to join me on this next leg of the journey where we open it up a little bit. Now, if you're subscribed already, you'll still be subscribed to the new format, so you won't have to do anything. In fact, in a couple weeks when we return to the studio for season two, we're still going to show up on your same feed, so it won't require any action from you if you're a current subscriber. You'll just hop on and listen to me again. I'll still be here in the studio. I'll just be joined with a new co-host and some pretty amazing guests that we have ready for you. So I guess I'll leave you with this teaser. Everyone has a story to tell, if we'd only just ask. I can't wait to talk to you all again in a few weeks. So stay tuned, and as always, see you later, hustlers.
Hustlin' in Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Kaylee Gaines, and all views and opinions expressed on the shows are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Kaylee on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. And you can also send the show an email to letschat@HIHpod.com. Feel free to write into the ladies if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. If you've got a question, comment, or to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all we have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our next episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.